traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
What's your name?
Oh! He just shit all over you, man.
Bad?
It's on your sleeve. I'm so sorry.
Hey, man, this is what comes with being a bird owner. As a former bird owner myself, I respect his decision.
I don't like it. It's not bad. We're going to fix this. Come to daddy.
Oh, that's right. You're a dad now.
And a daddy. Come on. Come fly to dad. Dang, he flew to uncle.
Or did he fly to dad?
You are a daddy. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. That's facts. Our episode's been killing it lately. Glad you guys are enjoying it. Glad you guys got to see a side of GP in our last episode. Greg Paul, my father, that you may not have known. He's a wise guy. He's a profound guy. He's a funny guy. He's a goofball. But he also has a very stern, serious side to him that... raise Jake and I. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the Maverick house. There's a couple of people that came back from where they were. We'll get to that shortly. This is probably the newest thing. If you guys saw the vlog, I have a new pet parrot, which is a big deal because my bird Maverick, the parrot, is the staple of my life, my brand. The word means so much to me. And so getting this African gray who we've named Sir is massive. This is a big pivotal moment in my life that is symbolic of the evolution that we've had in our content. And here, buddy.
Oh, whoa, bro, he
bunny hopped off my fingers. he doesn't know really anything, especially with his muscles. He's so uncoordinated. I have never seen an animal this uncoordinated. Like worse than the puppies I see at the animal protection league, worse than any of the pets I've had when they were young. He is a baby. He's 3 months old and his lifespan is 50 years. So he's brand new to the world. He's learning everything. He doesn't really know how to fly. He's ran into the fridge a couple of times and we've been closing his cage when we're not around him, obviously, because of what happened with Maverick and shit. And then just like, we don't trust him.
This is fascinating. I hope this is the new norm.
What's he doing?
He's just on your head.
And he's beautiful.
Yeah.
So the reason I have wanted this type of bird for so long is because they're smart. They can speak up to 1,000 words. They have the intellect of a 5-year-old and they have very distinct personalities. Personality.
They have great personality.
But yeah, I've been devoting all my energy to becoming his father. I am a bird guy. It's weird. Like, do you think women my age will think that's weird? Honestly?
I think a person that respects and loves animals will understand your connection with this beautiful beast.
Danny, do you think it's weird? Be honest. Is it weird how much I like birds? She says no. All right. I just like, I feel like the equivalent of a cat lady is what I've been saying. And yeah. I
it's different when you have a laser hawk, right?
And that's him.
He's a velociraptor, just kind of evolved a little bit more, smaller, but just majestic, you know? Look at that thing.
Yeah, way cool. So this is obviously one exciting thing that's happened in our life. And I guess another like pretty cool, exciting thing you guys probably should have realized by now. Mike's back.
Oh.
What's up, motherfuckers?
he's to my left. There he is. And he's been gone for a week to elope with Lana Rhodes? Or how's that going? Do you hate each other yet? Or
I mean, hey, man, I got to make ends meet somehow. I've been homeless to an extent.
Oh, so you have been sleeping on the streets?
No,
he was on vacation.
I stayed at Lana's house, but I mean, as you can tell by my unkempt hair and my Grizzly Adams fucking beard.
Yeah, you look raggedy.
I'm turning into a fucking optical illusion of what I once was. I'm not even a human anymore. But also, Joe Mullet, Joe Dirt over here. What the hell is going on with your fucking hair?
No bueno, dude. I commend the people who still look good in this quarantine. Mm. Dude, I'm having weird thoughts. I was this close to giving myself a bowl cut.
What?
A fucking bowl cut, because I don't care. I'm like, who do I have to look good for? I'm not going out to the club. I'm not trying to impress girls. Like, and I have a month plus to regrow my hair. I might do, I think I'm going to do a handstand and shave my mullet with an electric razor for a TikTok.
Are you still a TikTok addict? Is what? That?
Yeah, I am, Mike. And the last one popped off, 25 million views.
25 million?
Yeah.
What are you up to on a follower count?
Just 8 million.
And so with the 8 million, the 25 million views.
Look, dude, you miss a lot.
Right? I guess my question is, you know, when do the AdSense checks come in?
So
yeah. That's fucking right. You don't make money making fucking TikToks.
I think you do. I don't think I'm smart enough to
monetize.
Like, I don't know. Like, fucking someone help me.
Wow, it'd be great if you'd had done something like this before, where you could like maybe figure out how to monetize, you know, a platform with short form video content.
Yeah. Because I don't want to do brand deals and sponsors anymore. And speaking of that, sports have come to a screeching halt with basketball bench and pitchers off the mound. But our friends at MyBookie aren't going to let it get you down. Stay sane and stay entertained with access to your favorite games like blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. It doesn't matter whether you're out on the front end or quarantined at home. The fun does not have to come to an end with MyBookie. You can trust the industry leaders in times like these. They're reliable, upright, and the best of all, they pay fast when you win. Visit mybookie.ag and use promo code Logan for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code Logan to receive 150% cash bonus on your first deposit. And you can claim those extra funds all the way up to $750. Promo code Logan to activate the offer. You spin, you win, you get paid. Nice.
That was good, man.
Nice. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys.
That Joe Rogan clip yesterday. I know you watched it because I heard it from the other room, and then I watched it where he's kind of showing off the first time a podcast was really starting to come together.
Fascinating.
Unbelievable. But his message was about like how everything has become so corporate, and this was actually a great avenue to be able to express
Cause
everything that you want to without any sort of, what's that called?
Interference. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So what he was describing was when the platform becomes slave to the advertisers because it's how they make money. It's dangerous. Honestly, like YouTube is here. Like, and they have to listen to what the advertise. What?
He's eating your head. And also at the same time, that bird scares. I haven't been introduced to him yet. He scares me.
You haven't even said hi. Say hi.
What's his name?
Sir.
Hi, sir. I'm not going to lie to you, dude. As you remember, I wasn't the biggest fan of Maverick, which is why I instructed Ginger the dog to eat him, as the fans all know. No, but honestly, like this, I'm scared. The talons on that, I don't know. What is he gonna do? Does he spit flaming fire?
Nah, like, this one's a sweetheart. This animal right here is by far the best pet that I've ever had this early on. And so, as long as we don't fuck up and acclimate him the right way and introduce him to people and train him the right way, bro, he is gonna be a gem. Like, do you notice how quiet he is?
Yes. Chill he, I like that.
This morning, though, he wasn't. He was peeping a lot. He gets excited. He was just peeping for 30 minutes straight. But yeah, he's awesome, bro. What? You want to do your thing?
Mike has
a thing. He's got a thing. He has been gone. We had a little rift. And you guys don't know the story. Like, it's you say it, but we've made it appear to revolve around this shrimp that he got me for my birthday. And like, I kicked Mike out of the house. And Mike left because of how I reacted to it. You could probably guess that's not the full story, but why don't you dive in a little bit and do this monologue?
We went back and forth on if we wanted to even do this, but there's been a lot of chatter online, a lot of people talking about it. And I wrote something because, as you guys know, I sometimes can get wordy or ramble or not hit the right points on things like this that are very serious. So I'm going to read this really quickly. I want to keep this short and to the point. As you know, I do sometimes tend to ramble a bit. The past 2 weeks have been tough. Not being on the show after all we've worked towards has been even tougher. What started as an idea simply to get a friend a gift spiraled into something much greater. The shrimp being the catalyst for our fight was always a fun storyline, as you just said, but it was never the real reason any of this happened. How I felt and still feel Logan responded to the gifts that day upset me to a point that I said things and acted in a way that was unsuitable and outside of my character. As a result, Logan asked for some space, and that is what created the absence you've witnessed. I've learned several things from our little battle and even more from the resulting time away. First of all, I can't expect people to act the same way as me. How I accept gifts is not how others accept gifts, and so on and so forth. The fact that I was driven to anger by that is unacceptable and something I'll continue to work on. This leads me to another massive understanding. I am a work in progress.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? the federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I continue to struggle and find ways to cope with my own severe anxiety and other internal issues that sometimes drive me to act improperly, angrily, or interrupt or have outbursts. I'm not perfect and I never will be, but I will try every day to get better. But my biggest learning this week has been to remember who I really am. Over the past week, I've faced a bunch of negative words from people I once confused as friends. I once again confused as friends and even some fans. I've literally had to step back from the online audience this week to remind myself I'm a good person with extremely sound intentions that's just trying to do the best I can like everybody else. Anyways, like I said, let's move on. Nobody can argue that Logan and I are stronger together. We bring differing views, differing life experiences, and simply make each other better. Let's all coexist, cut the bullshit, and focus on what really matters. Us putting on a dope show that people want to tune in and forget about the bullshit that consumes their day. Can we please get back to work?
I think we're doing that right now.
Yeah, we are.
It looks like it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of big takeaways from this. Obviously, I mentioned this in the last podcast. Bro, when you're on the podcast, you're polarizing. When you're off the podcast, you're polarizing. It makes no fucking sense. Like, like I told the people, like, make up your minds. Do you like Mike or do you not? Here's the solution. If you don't like him, shut up or don't watch the show. Like, we don't want to hear anymore. What we do want and what we do value is constructive criticism.
Absolutely.
If you have something to say that you think any of us could be doing better on this show, mm-hmm. please tell us. But comments basically insulting a person's character with no critique, that's just mean. Like
addressing the problem without offering a solution.
It's the word. It's called complaining. Mm-hmm. It's called fucking whining. Like
we've complained about complainers plenty of times here.
Are we complainers? No, because here's my solution. I just gave it. My solution is stop complaining and provide us with something that we can work with to be better so we suit your needs and the things that you want.
I do want to defend some of those fans a little bit in that there have been a bunch that have offered that creative criticism. There have been a lot of detractors of mine that have had problems with interruptions on the show. It's something I continue to work on. I don't think anyone in the audience can even begin to understand what it is like being on a show with 3 or 4 or 5 people. All with huge energies, all with their own personalities, all struggling to find the right timing of when to jump in. Logan has a creative direction. I have a creative direction. We're all trying our absolute best to make this work. And I am trying very hard to not step on toes. It is not as easy as people think it is.
No, it's not. This is the project where, okay, so like vlog channel specifically. That channel can live and breathe on its own. The only staple on the vlog channel is me.
Absolutely.
Like, that's the spine. It will continue to go. People come in and out, and the channel will always survive and thrive. This one, bro, you've been here since 0. So it was a bit hard for me, and I had to push myself to a level of entertainer that I hadn't before, and I had to come with a lot of ammunition prepared. Like, bro, after the podcast, the first one we did without you, I went, you can ask it. I dropped to the floor. And I was like, that was crazy. Like, if y'all saw that, I was talking a lot.
Yeah, but you crushed it, though.
Thank you.
You did great.
I wanted to make sure I did a good job because, you know, when you get dumped or you break up with your girlfriend and then you hit the gym and you want to look as good as possible and you want to be as successful as possible. So when she sees you doing well, she's like, God dang it.
And I did.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah. But dude, I think another thing is you talk about the polarizing nature. I have a lot of hot takes. I'm very fucking loud and very expressive. True. And very opinionated. And I can completely understand how people can be polarized by that. I also do firmly believe that our audience is built of a from a massively broad and expanding age and life experience set. Mm. I think that there are people out there who have been Logan Paul fans and are still 17 and are probably like, yo, this dude Mike is trying to be my dad. He's trying to tell me how to do things in my life. Yeah. And then I think there's 34 and 40 year olds and 26 year olds out there that say, yo, Mike's been through the fucking ringer, made it out. He does shit that I want to hear about. So I like him. Yeah. And what I hope, and by the way, there's 40 year olds that like you and hate me as well. It's all over the place. So what I hope we're able to do is find the balance between comedy and between saying things that mean something to us and hitting the entire audience and making everybody happy. That's been our goal since day one. One last piece I'll put on it quickly is I've struggled a lot with some of the detractors talking about me talking about mental health too much or talking about heroin addiction too much or my own addiction and my own dark days. As you know, over the past 40 or 50 episodes, when I say something about one of those things, it's generally a 15 to 30 second blurb. Mm-hmm. It is short. It does not control the room. It doesn't deteriorate the conversation whatsoever. Well, those 30 second comments drive comments in the YouTube section about how people are tired of hearing it. They also drive inbox messages of mine from people saying, what you said yesterday made me stop shooting heroin, or what you said 6 months ago continues to make me not want to cut myself. I will not censor those 30 second remarks. I will not do it. Mm-hmm. And if you can't stomach a 15 to 30 second remark every episode or two or three episodes about my past, then I do not want you to watch this show. Turn it off. Mm-hmm. That's where I stand on it. I try to do my best to balance humor as well as everything else that we have to talk about on the show. But I do not want to stop telling people out there who are having a hard time that things are going to get fucking better. And I won't stop fucking doing it.
I still want you guys to watch the show.
I'll balance.
But well said. Very well said.
It's hard for those people to hear that. Kind of
bro, everyone just clicks off, and here I am like, no, please, come back. This is just hope. I promise.
There's so much more. It's hard for people that haven't lived a life like you, Mike, to understand that mindset. But like you said, the public sentiment is not echoing what's coming into your private inbox. That, you know, even changing or helping save one person's life is a...
Yeah, it's massive.
These kids are not as boisterous and as loud as the comment makers to share in the YouTube public comment section. Hey, man, you helped me with my severe self-mutilation or my severe addiction to methamphetamine. That's a private matter. But I see them day in and day out all of our storylines, you too. Your storyline is doing the same thing when you talk about struggles that you've been against. So all I'm trying to say is I want to find the right balance. I want everybody to be happy. And that is what I'm working on doing. That's it.
Nice. All right. So, I mean, I don't know how much we want to dive into the shit that took place, but some takeaways is friendship. I mean, if you're perfect, ideally your friendship is always on the up and up, but I think a real healthy friendship should have its ups and its downs.
Oh, absolutely.
You guys have spent the past, 2-3 years together every single day?
On each other's fucking dicks, bro, for 2 years. Like, perfect. At what point?
Perfect.
You guys are perfect. We know that.
I pushed you when you threw the chair.
That was hilarious.
The girl, who I've been instructed by the fans also not to mention ever again on the show, said to me that fight should have been far worse. We got physical.
Yeah, but... That's like a dude thing.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
We
walked away 5 minutes later, we were fine.
Yeah.
Or an hour.
You got it out of your system.
Nah, but this a micro problem from a micro shrimp led to a macro problem on multiple levels. And so I guess I'm proud, and I will pat both of us on the back for how we handled this like fucking adults. And there was no why I left Team Maverick video.
Hell, never.
Or me using you for clickbait in any ways. And by the way, I'm gonna for Wednesday's vlog, it will say Mike came back.
Yep. Well, also at the same time, let's not say there weren't a couple $6 shrimp jokes thrown into the content.
Oh yeah, for sure. But that's, bro,
it's content.
I deflect with comedy.
Sure, sure.
And it's almost ignoring it seems inauthentic.
Of course.
So I might as well address it in a way that's authentic to me, and that's through comedy. And you did too, bro. You said what was the thing you said? He was throwing lefts and rights.
We were in the garage slinging left and right insults at each other, and I said, come to think of it, He was just slinging left insults. He didn't sling a single right insult all fucking night.
I don't know how to use my right hand. Milton, they've got to work on that. But yeah, you're back, and we have a replace you with a parrot. Sorry.
Mike was
it's
on
beautiful.
The list of names.
Mike was on the list of names.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually on the very back, and it's the only one on that page.
Yeah, so short for Michelangelo, though.
Oh, really?
I'm worried about a lot of people being disappointed that his name came out to be Sir, but he just is a Sir. Like we've been with him for 3 days, and
what's his full name?
Sir Dr. Mister is his full name. Nah, his full name is Sir the Grey because he's an African Grey. But we're coming up with names, and naming pets is fucking hard. Like if y'all ever name pets, you got to feel out their personality. And like with Maverick, we got lucky. Ginger was like perfect. Broly seems to fit him. But perfect, this one was difficult because I'm like, do we give him a human name like an Isaac because he's smart like Isaac Newton? Mm-hmm. Or like Theodore Roosevelt? And then I'm thinking about me cuddling next to my parrot and being like, I love you, Isaac. And like saying a dude's name in that context didn't seem right for me.
Does okay. Sir make you feel better? Saying Sir. I love cuddling you, sir.
It's a little less
touché.
Personal.
I got nothing. That's what I was gonna say. It's a little less. It's formal, bro. Like I'll cuddle with my butler, right? And he'll
wait.
You know what I'm saying? Like
no, because like, when did you get a butler?
I will cuddle with my boys, but like if I ever have a butler, like we'll cuddle. And we'll call each other sir.
You kind of fell off the rails.
Corti's getting to me, man.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
I'm great. I love this. I have not even noticed that the days are changing. It just kind of all flown together. Not a big deal.
So as you said earlier, I was out of the house. I've been out, guys.
I can't imagine what it's like to be not living in this house and be stuck with a girlfriend, bro. Like, I mean, how have y'all not killed each other?
It went surprisingly well. I think since she was married, or by the way, is still married. Yeah, I don't know.
Homewrecker.
Right?
Homewrecker.
She knows the positive things to do for a man and also how to avoid the negatives. And so like when I wake up in the morning, there's food already ready.
Wow.
Wow. It's already on the counter. She's already post-mated coffee. She's already done it, right? And if she notices that I'm starting to stress out, I think I'm going to go play Sims for a little while in the bedroom. Gone for 5 hours. And I just work on my shit and then,
so you know. Still had your space.
Yeah, it was good. She's better at it than she does. She's an expert Sims
does
player.
She make the Sims fuck, dude? I know she does.
She has a cheat code. She plays with a cheat code. It's a little thing that arrives in the mailbox, and you click the mailbox, and it says, fulfill all life's needs. And she clicks it, and they're extremely happy.
That happened to her in real life, too.
Facts.
Wow. Is there any way we can get more of those cheat codes?
But her one of the Sims' 16th birthday party, there was a fire. The house caught on fire.
Shut the fuck up.
And she was really upset about that.
Did she end up like erasing the door to keep them in the fire room as well?
She does all kinds of shit. But I mean, so while she does that, it's a whole world. There's a whole world out there.
I don't believe it. I never will.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I went for walks. I did a whole bunch of stuff. And more than anything, I'll hit this quick. I don't even know how you're going to feel about this. But all I did was watch Dave Portnoy. El Presidente.
You had a big moment.
The bar stool Presidente. El Prez. All he does all day is about a week ago, he put his address out and anybody was able to start sending him boxes to his house. And so every night he does the unboxing and it'll be anything. Machete swords, fucking Wu-Tang Clan CDs,
That's a great idea. I will say, Portnoy is like, when I see him on those lives, I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
He's one. Dave, I love you. But when I look at him on those lives, it looks like quarantine's gotten to him.
Oh, yeah.
He needs help.
But maybe, that makes sense.
So maybe we should send him
pizza.
Oh, he's doing those. He's doing these pizza reviews.
Frozen pizzas, but that is a part of his comedy.
I know. He's definitely playing it up. He just seems like he just did fucking lines of cocaine.
15
He's just unboxing machetes and shit. Geez.
I got so excited about this unboxing. He gets 50,000 people watching it that I decided to send a piece of Night Shift clothing.
Wait, you sent it?
Yeah.
You sent it.
I said send it to, yes.
I thought someone else said it.
That would be amazing. That would be like epic.
Did you go to the post office?
Nah, I called the people who do the Night Shift merch. I said, send Portnoy a fucking clocked in hoodie. Mm. And within the first like 15 minutes of the unboxing number 5 or 6, he popped it open. It was a pretty awesome moment to see him. He's like, clocked in, boys. We're working late on the Night Shift. It's a perfect sweatshirt. And he put it in the good pile because he's got the good pile and the bad pile.
That's
but
cool.
Portnoy. Shout out fucking Portnoy, dude. You've single-handedly got me through this tough time in my life.
That's a smart man right there. I'm loving watching how people innovate during this quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram Live has just taken off, dude. And you know, because it's going viral on other platforms too. Like, man, Tory Lanez got Alexis Texas twerking on Instagram Live.
Quarantine radio. You got like 2 million
quarantine
plus
radio.
Followers.
Oh, crazy,
or something.
Bro. Who?
Tory Lanez picked up like 2 million followers.
Yeah, he's mad. Quarantine radio is the biggest thing of the quarantine.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Absolutely.
What? He went up 2 million because of that?
Uh-huh. He's like one of, what was the stat? Something about like the most percentage increase on all platforms of any independent artist.
Yeah, quarantine radio is the hottest thing that's happened so far.
What do you mean quarantine radio?
That's what it's called. His Instagram stories.
But the Instagram CEO loves it. There's a whole controversy about it.
Did you see that? Yeah. Did you see the FaceTime with the CEO? Was like, Tori? He's like, he's fucking middle-aged white dude. He's like, Tori, I love quarantine radio, but you can't have girls dancing with their vaginas out on Instagram. He's like, it's a rule. And dude, it's all so good. And I believe he DM'd the girl who won't be named to be a part of it.
Oh, no way.
And she just doesn't do that kind of shit. She just doesn't.
Is she Voldemort?
Yeah. Fans, they don't want to hear about her anymore.
What does she think about?
About what?
Our little rift.
Unhappy. Real
is she
unhappy.
Is she unhappy with me?
Yep.
I'm worried she's chirping at you and saying the wrong things.
No, not that. Do you want to know
am I gonna have to fucking duke it out with
absolutely
her,
not here's what she thinks. Do you want to know what she says?
Sure.
We're idiots. She said, I mean, but because of this, she said her and every other girl is laughing at us and saying, are these fucking morons still arguing about this fucking present? It's been 14 days after.
I know.
Well, I've tried explaining that to her, but she clocks
out when the important shit, when the real shit.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
To come back to that, we talked like the big thing that we took away from this was expectation and how that leads to obligation.
Absolutely.
Like those were two major lanes
for both sides.
Yeah.
And my biggest in our conversation, and this is actually, I want to turn to the audience and ask, like, I feel inauthentic when I fake like a gift. It's also very circumstantial. Like, bro, if my grandma, who's dying, gives me like a pair of socks for a Christmas gift, like, I'm going to tell her I love the fucking socks.
You're Dobby with the socks.
But this is my boy. This is my boy who can take, he can take it if I be honest. I'm like, and I go, bro, I don't like the gift. Especially after months of saying, hey, dude, I'm probably not going to like the gift. No matter what it is.
Don't get me a gift.
Don't do it. And bro, it's, what does your mom say?
She said, Michael, he told you he doesn't like getting gifts. He doesn't like his birthday. It's like if somebody told you they don't like getting poked in the eye and you went into their bedroom every morning and you poked them in the fucking eye. She said, you shouldn't have got him the fucking gift. And you know what? She's right. And she's absolutely right. And it was just a big, I really did think that I was going to change all that. I thought, I was like, this kid loves this animal, this wild animal.
You told him? Did Mill tell you?
What?
Did you tell him that I wasn't gonna like it?
No.
Then what are you doing, Milt?
He's just laughing.
Milt's behind the camera like this.
Well, hold on. And also another thing.
Your gift was good.
Another thing to note too is, you know, there's has been how people in the inner circle have reacted to the gift. everybody's laughing about the gift. I do want to say it was Mac's idea to start. It was it not?
No, it's Mac's idea.
Was it your idea?
I want to say this. There's some of this is cause of the whole thing, but it's the idea that counts. You're the one that activated on it. We all took part of it. We all, you know, had this thing. Some people had a more inflammatory response.
Facts.
Not me.
Facts. Mac was very chill. And also, the other people who aren't in this room right now that have said, it was a shitty gift. I asked those people, what'd you get them?
Exactly what I wanted. Exactly what
yeah,
I wanted.
Yeah, fine. I get it. But still,
the exact
situation is so upside down.
It's so whack. It's so whack.
Jake came over. He goes, you know what I got you? I go, what, bro? He goes, nothing. I go, thank you so much.
Smart.
Thank you so much.
Smart fucking kid.
Mom and dad, nothing. But here's why this works. Because I know Mike's heart and I know his intentions were good. And that is, I never ever questioned Mike's intentions or loyalty. Those
execution.
Those are two words with a lot of weight. And I refuse to be 50 years old and tell my kids when they see 170 episodes of a podcast with some dude named Mike in it and vlogs with some guy named Mike in it, my kids are going to go, who's that guy, dad? When they like growing up watching my shit. And I'm like, oh, that was a guy named Mike. They go, what happened to him, dad? I'm like, well, he got me a shrimp and I kicked him out of my house.
And now he's homeless on La Brea.
I won't do it. I can't.
You think your kids are going to watch your stuff?
I know they will. And I feel bad for them because I'm worried it'll set expectations for them. Like they need to, but knowing me, my kid will probably want to try to one up me, which is a very hard thing to do. Cause like I've done a lot of shit and I push myself to levels that probably aren't the safest. What's up? Do you see this parrot?
He's happy.
He's like a fucking shrimp.
He's got something to say. So check it out. He's 3 months old right now, and he'll start speaking fully 12 to 18 months. But we've been saying shit to him like, motherfucker, and I love you. But let's see what he has to say.
Sounds kind of like nothing. Sounds just like a...
He's working on it.
Sounds like an animalistic
sound.
He's
a sweetheart. But yeah, bro, I'm worried about my kids watching any of my stuff. Like, who doesn't move thinking that one day you're supposed to be setting a good example, but sometimes it's hard when you're having your assistant drive your G-Wagon over you and be dragged down a street with a rope. Like, how can I tell my kid when he's growing up, like, be careful. Like, he's not going to listen. Because I was not careful. I mean, I am, yeah, especially now to a degree. But there's recklessness that takes place that I hope my kid does not try to replicate.
You are assuming that your kid's going to think you're cool, number one.
Oh.
You know, you definitely don't know that.
I feel like I've failed as a dad if my kid doesn't. Like,
you can be cool. Maybe he won't think the stuff that's happening now is cool. I don't. Who knows? We don't. Him, her, whatever the child is.
Non-gender.
Okay. But yeah, we don't know that your child is going to like your content, because every kid's like, oh, my dad's, because then they'll grow up and have a phase where they don't even want to talk to you. And then eventually they'll be like, oh, wow, my dad's the coolest guy ever. And then maybe they'll try to replicate it, but they're going to live in a shadow. Some sort.
I would hope not. I would hope not. And you know who's actually done a really good job of that is Will Smith's kid. Kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they also have the coolest dad in the history of the planet.
Yeah, but
and they're incredibly talented.
Bro, I'm gonna be a way cool kid, and I just feel like Jaden has done such a good job of not being Will Smith's son. Like, he's Jaden Smith.
Mm-hmm. And have you heard Willow's music?
What?
Have you heard Willow's music?
She's amazing.
Angel.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Is that gonna stress the fans or the listeners?
The peeping.
Just because the audio. No, you're...
No, I mean, it also, like, yeah, maybe. Just should we give him back or what?
I mean, I call Ginger.
He's going to have to learn.
That's fucked up. By the way, Ginger doesn't live here anymore.
Well, I mean, technically he's right behind the bird right now.
Yeah, that's a pillow. And I told him to stay away from her. Also, dude, yo, I don't know if you know this about birds. They got really small dicks, so you can't actually tell their gender. We don't know if he's a man. Oh. And so when we get him DNA checked, which is the right way to identify a bird's gender, if Sir comes back as a female, there's going to be some major problems. I'm also talking to this bird a lot. I feel weird talking to animals sometimes, because you know how everyone has an animal voice? Do you know this? Like, people, that's what I'm saying. Everyone talks to their pets a certain way.
I don't talk like that to my pets.
You don't have any pets.
Bruh, you're telling me you go home, you talk to Finnegan like a human?
No way.
No way.
Finnegan!
Yeah.
Hi, Finnegan!
I've seen you do it to Rhea. You go, Rhea!
My sweet, sweet Rhea. Every time I see her, dude.
So it's your animal voice. And it's important to me, I realize this, mm-hmm. that if I get in a relationship with someone, they got to have a cute animal voice. Bruh, can you, I mean.
No, I think you just need to start having like real conversations with the bird. So it like conceptualizes actual thought instead of just repeating words.
Like metaphysical type shit?
It could be anything. He's a genius bird.
Yeah, he will be smart. I'm thinking about sending him to college, like at Loyola University or. Mm-hmm.
He'll probably get a sponsorship when he grows up.
Sure. But yeah, dude, I'm talking to my bird and I say this. I go, good morning, handsome. Good morning, handsome. And then for my dogs, it's this. I go, hey, big man, you're such a big dog. You're so big and cute and everyone likes you. And I'm when I do this, I go, yo, do I fucking suck? Like, is this cringe? If I invite like a girl that I like to come over for the first time and I'm talking to my dog like that. This could be a problem. You got to develop your animal voice.
Dogs is so reasonable. I think it depends on the animal. Like if you talk to your fish like that, you're weird.
I do this to my fish. I go, "Here you go, Mr. Fish."
You dumb it down almost.
"Here you go, Mr. Fish. I got you food."
Yeah.
Do you think they're understanding? Yeah,
I've seen it. But like, so if you have like say you had a hamster, can you come up with
how does Lana talk to her hamster?
She just strokes it. She's into stroking things.
Yeah, you don't say. Bro, that's a funny story.
What?
All right, so this parrot repeats things, right? I put him next to my bed because I'm obsessed with him and he cuddles in the morning for hours on end. And, bro, you know, quarantine leads to masturbation. That's facts. You can't tell me it's not facts.
Or just outright just fuck fest. What? Shout out to all the people out there that are locked up with their significant other. Like, you guys are crushing
it. Y'all are doing it.
I mean, dude, it's all you kind of do.
Check it out. Barstool Sports posted this. Americans are excessively eating, drinking, smoking pot, playing video games, and watching porn while quarantined. You can't tell me it's not true. Sorry, sir.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, sir. You can't tell me it's not true. So, yeah. Bird's next to my bed. You know, it's like midnight. Maybe rub one out real quick, relax a little bit, go to bed. I whip up Pornhub. I'm ready to go. I look and see my parrot who repeats everything he hears. I go, nope. Not today. Pocketed the phone. Left with blue balls in my own room because of my own hands. I can't watch porn in front of my parrot. He's just going to repeat it.
Can you imagine the parrot coming downstairs in the morning? Or you come downstairs in the morning, the parrot's like, "How'd you get stuck in there, stepsis?"
Bro. The parrot goes, "We can't do this. You're my stepsister." Oh my God. You're my stepbrother.
Do you think he would ever repeat like sex noises or something?
Yeah, bro. He'll go like this. He'll be like, harder.
Shut up.
Not interested.
What if he made music out of that?
Oh, I see what you're doing here. TikTok. Yeah, nice transition, Mac. TikTok did something to Mike's girlfriend.
Well, TikTok didn't do it. I guess some...
But TikTok did do it, bro.
Oh, because she goes nuts on TikTok. I mean,
like she watches it?
No, well, that too, but just to start this, the fact that this girl doesn't have a TikTok is the dumbest thing. Like, she would have 40 million fucking followers on it.
Yeah.
Every squad I run into on Warzone.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Every squad I run into on the new Call of Duty is Lana Rhodes and Riley Reid. That's who you're facing up against. Everybody's changed their name to it.
Oh! He just shit all over you, man.
Bad?
It's on your sleeve. I'm so sorry.
Hey, man. This is what comes with being a bird owner. As a former bird owner myself, I respect his decision.
I don't like it. It's not bad. We're going to fix this. Look, come to daddy. Go, shit on your uncle, then come to daddy.
Maybe the cage.
Come on, buddy. Come here.
This is the new norm. We just got to get used to this.
Here, hold on.
I can't really see it. I'm in a compromised position.
Yeah, I'll get it. Let's clean up that bird poop from your head, and we'll be right back. Oh.
He's going to shit on you.
No, he won't shit on me because he just went. I know I'm good to go.
That's so much shit.
Oh, it's on your hat, too. Can someone help? I got a bird on my head. I could do it. It's my bird, I guess.
Yeah, man, clean your bird shit off me.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right.
The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, now we're psychedelic.
Milt.
Milt's just rubbing it into my shirt as much as possible.
That's not the strategy. You gotta hit it.
Look, it's at Mike. It's a
Mike's
blot.
What, Mike?
It's a blot.
What? Say it, Mike.
The house is turning into a safari.
The house has turned into a safari.
I made Logan look me directly in the eyes and promise that he would not turn into a rare animal collector.
Yeah, because like Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I am so terrified that you will.
I love animals.
I know.
Here's my problem. I also got no patience, so I can only devote my time and energy to like one.
Yeah, but you have a lot of time and a lot of money, and you can have people do it. So,
but if I'm not connecting with them, I'm not interested.
No.
Milt, why would you do that?
To hide it.
It's beautiful. I think we just spray it with some. This is a pretty impulsive moment.
I'm having no problems here. There's just bird shit on me. Some people say that's a sign of good luck.
Bro, in high school, I don't know if you remember this. We were outside eating lunch one day and a bird pooped on me from the sky.
That's cool.
And everyone made fun of me. It was so embarrassing. And then someone told me that it was good luck that a bird pooped on you. Then I got denied a $100,000 scholarship. To OU.
But because then you got it again.
A different scholarship. But I got the one that I wanted.
So that's good luck.
Yeah, maybe. Anyways, yeah, you're going to get a scholarship now because that happened.
That's great. I've been looking for a scholarship.
Well, you're not going to college. Why are you doing that?
I want to go to architecture school.
What, still?
Yeah.
Bro, shut up.
Yeah.
You're going to be a student?
I love to be studious. I love to learn. And architecture is one of those things where I feel like my brain could handle it. Now it's like the time investment and workload and all that stuff where I like to have other things that I do. So I don't know if it's the right move. But
what were we talking about before the bird pooped on my head? Oh yeah, TikTok. Yeah, so Lana goes hard on TikTok even though she's not on TikTok. It's fascinating.
Just the conversation.
And so this happened. There's this dude.
What about this girl Lana Rhodes on TikTok? And so I looked her up and boy, I was not disappointed. So I thought Lana Rhodes. Making a beat out of weird sounds, making a beat out of Lana Rhodes. Step one, get the sounds.
Yes.
All right, these are the sounds we're working with.
Yes.
Let me just pause it real quick. I had a girl do this recently. It's called the crescendo moan. For each thrust, they get louder, faster, and quicker. It's like, yes. By the end, there's anyways.
Step two, now take these sounds and now make it sound like a beat.
Shout out Ableton.
I'm gonna be honest, he lost me there, and I don't really care about the rest of it because it's no longer sounds like Lana Rose. but what happened after?
So I see
is
this.
Is it this one?
Well, yeah, but
so bro, this looks like this is a TikTok he posted later. This looks like a DM from you, Mike. From Hey Big Mike, yo, what the fuck? You disrespecting my girl for? You better not drop that song, I swear.
can you imagine? And so the initial reaction to it is all the fans are like, oh my God, Hey Big Mike, does anyone think that I would ever respond to this bullshit? I didn't mind the song. Mm-hmm. That's great. Super creative.
So this dude made this up?
Well, yeah, because look, he made one for Lana too, a couple videos back. It was a DM from Lana.
Shut up.
Oh my God, I heard your beat you made on TikTok. It was so fire. You should drop that song. And so what I got from this, yeah, and so I'm like, yo, obviously I'm not going to respond to this shit because it's just going to get him fucking views on it. But then the dude starts making fake DMs that I sent him. And then I start getting messages from like little kids that are like, yo, I saw you went at my boy in the DMs. And there's a whole fucking storyline running of this bullshit. And imagine me just sitting there like, what the fuck is going on right now? So I got some learnings from it. One is the age.
Oh. Keep talking.
One is the age of people on. Is the bird alive?
The bird's fine. This bird has turned into quite the distraction.
Yeah, we able to put him in.
Keep talking, bro.
One thing I noticed is, or thought of is the age of fans on social media. And especially the age of the fans on TikTok. When they saw those messages, a lot of people automatically thought that
you did.
Someone had messaged them.
Yeah, it's believable.
And it brought up another thought point for me, which was it is an example of the issue we will continue to dive into and examine and deal with, which is deep fakes and Photoshop photoshopping. Mm. Now this is an example. Obviously, doesn't matter. This kid's here today. Nobody's gonna give a fuck about any of this shit tomorrow. Right? Mm. Gone. But if somebody has a deep fake video of Trump saying something that he didn't actually say,
totally.
We've got ourselves a fucking problem. Mm-hmm. And so this whole situation and all this shit happening on TikTok had me thinking about this stuff, but man,
how do you combat it?
No. All right, bro. So I can relate because Mike's coming to me with stuff that didn't happen that people are judging him on, right? So I said, bro, that's crazy. But have you ever sucked a dick online but not in real life? Because that happened to me. I go, according to the internet, bro, I was getting face fucked upside down. Facts. But in real life, I don't remember it happening.
Facts.
No, you can't say that. Because then you're really open. I don't
that was my fault. Yeah. That was my problem. Nah, that's what I ran into. That I don't recall moment is always a tough one.
Because I don't think you did that. I did.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't happen. So like, it's funny how the internet can completely fabricate a narrative around you,
but it's believable,
and people run with it.
Well, you taught me early. It was one, and obviously, I've had so many fucking lessons from you, and I've taken so much value out of this relationship and working with you. One of the biggest things you taught me early was don't ever respond to these motherfuckers, dude. As soon as even this, obviously
but this
now.
Is, but this is funny because also
it's
like,
all good. It's all good.
I'll poke at the kid. But fucking who cares?
No,
like,
of course.
He's getting his content.
No, of course. It's cool. It was cool. Kid. It was super. It was creative and shit. But let me just finish part. But it brings up a bigger thing to me, which is like, this ain't the only kid talking shit. There's a couple channels that make videos all fucking day on me, on you, on me and you, like 22,000 views, 18,000 views. And I'll get 12 or 16 messages every time a video comes out. Hey, are you going to respond to these guys? Mm-hmm. Are you going to respond to these guys? Fuck no, I'm not going to respond to these dudes. When they get 100,000 views
what's the view count that doesn't listen to response,
my question.
When the minority turns the majority, more people.
Well, it'll
are
never
disliking.
Be that.
That's what I'm saying. One boo is louder than 1,000 cheers.
What do you think it is? 500K?
I think it's so circumstantial. Who knows? If something stimulates you in a way, like if this video, like this was actually funny. Like
it was great. We're talking great, about yeah, of course. It now. It's so, great. It's great. It was great. Great creativity on the video. The part I just didn't like is how he tried to one up it and make it seem like people were actually fucking giving a fuck.
That's where it takes a turn for the worse for me.
Yeah.
And bro, I get it, make your content, but now that you're photoshopping DMs to put words in people's mouths, I don't know, bro. That's like some.
You guys remember before all this quarantine started and we were having fun going to parties and there's that one place and there's the fireplace on the wall and it was really hot and there were a million people
Warwick,
in there.
Warwick?
No. It was a house party.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was there one time.
You actually met the dude?
I didn't meet him, but he was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was just, you know.
How do you know?
Because I remember him. I'd seen him before. I'd seen his stuff before.
Something tells me that if that party happened again tomorrow, the first thing he would do is be like, hey, man, can I get a pic?
Me?
No, him.
Oh, with you guys.
Yeah. No, with himself.
Or with himself.
Hey, man.
He just asked himself. Hey, man, can I get a selfie?
Because then now, like, say we do meet the dude in real life. Like, is he going to post some, like, smart-ass caption, like, lying about some shit? I don't know.
Well, obviously. I mean, he already has.
We've gone too far down this road.
Devolved.
I don't even know who this kid is. You just showed me this before the podcast started.
What's the first thing you're going to do when all this quarantine stuff
starts? Plant a lemon tree.
Go to the beach.
Yep. You're going to plant a lemon tree?
Yep. I think I want you can do it. I'm dead serious. You're lying. I want a lemon tree. I want a fucking lemon tree. It's what I want, and I'm going to have it.
Hey, Mike, can I tell you that I've actually planted 3 lemon trees before?
Really?
Yeah.
Now you're a liar.
I used to work in a greenhouse, and I took seeds out of a lemon, put them into the ground, into a little pot, and then they started to grow. So I have a lemon tree that's like already growing. It's just back in Cincinnati.
Oh, we'll just go get it, yeah? Fuck off, Mac! What? Let's get a new, better lemon tree.
But they take a long time to grow.
How long? How long?
Well, it's a plant, and then it turns into a tree, so you have to wait. Mine did not even resemble a tree until like, what, a year and a half? Not even like resemble, I'm talking like got about this tall after a year and a half.
Damn. At what age do they start sprouting lemons?
That's such a great question.
I'm sorry about that. You could see the hurt.
It's a patience thing. It'd definitely be a lifelong...
I bring it up because I was walking yesterday on some random street, and I saw a lemon tree, and it had these big, fat fucking lemons on it. And I was thinking, I saw that in a lavender bush. Have you ever seen a lavender bush?
Yeah, they're nice.
The smell from it emitted was sweet, serene. Lavender, just peaceful. Yeah. Peaceful. It made me feel peaceful, and then I haven't felt like that in ages.
Do you think that if plants grow fruits or flowers over a fence line and they're like hanging into the sidewalk there, that they're available to the world?
Unfortunately, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I, how can you expect your lemons not to be gone if they're in like a technically public domain?
I would say that, yeah, if you're the person growing them and they're growing into the sidewalk. Take a lemon.
Yeah, I've definitely picked like an apple from like a neighbor's tree that was overgrown into my yard for sure. We made apple pie out of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That one girl told me that you can do hybrid lemon lime trees. That can't be right.
I think that's called Sprite.
You can go Sprite on a tree. It's quite possible.
Sprite possible.
I was sad the other day.
Well, I'm back now, man.
Maybe it was because of you. It was because of you.
Oh, I probably just made you sad. That wasn't because I was gone.
No, because you were gone. It was one of the first days it happened. I was like, damn, I'm sad. And I have this like, I don't know if it's a bad habit, but we'll call it a bad habit. I have this bad habit where when I'm sad and I do start to like feel emotions that I do not like, I prefer to not. Oh. And so I kind of clock out via weed or alcohol. Yeah. And... So I was like, damn, dude, I don't want to be feeling like this. I might smoke a little bit and just like ease my mind for a little bit. And then I went outside and Danny pulled me behind the Yeti on skis, water skis. And we ran around on the street doing that. And afterwards I was like, well, I'm not sad anymore. That was fun. Like I had a good ass time doing that, and it distracted me. It was almost like what the marijuana would have done, but in a healthy way. This too shall pass is a phrase that got me past all the Tokyo shit. Like people would call me and they'd go, "Yo, this too shall pass." And at the time, I did not believe it. Yeah. I thought my life was over and the days could only get worse. But indeed, it kind of. Life goes on, dude. And time is your friend. So I guess maybe what I'm saying is, if you're sad or feeling some type of way, don't distract yourself with an unhealthy habit. Do something that you know or you think you might have fun doing. Bro, it could be playing a video game. It could be FaceTiming a friend from home, playing with your kid, whatever it is. I think if you can distract yourself with something healthier, you'll come out with the same effect and in the long run be better because you didn't do the thing that is deemed unnecessary or unhealthy. Am I making sense?
Yeah, it's great.
It's hard when you're in a darker situation and the distraction, while it does work for the time, after that's done, you come back and you still have the cycling thoughts.
It's bad.
But those little things, they chip away. And as you keep going and doing more things to distract you or put your mind in a position to do other things other than think about sad thoughts, it will slowly deteriorate the sad thoughts.
When we were at the ranch and Jake was going through his breakup with Julia or whatever they were going through, and bro, I know this kid, just depressed out of his mind, immense sadness. I tried so hard to keep him away from his phone and sitting on that fucking couch. Because I knew the longer we could keep him distracted doing dumb shit like boat races and like pouring paint on him.
Or shooting guns and riding dirt bikes.
That's what I'm saying. He's not gonna be tormenting himself with these thoughts. So like, I know it's hard and the easy solution is the drugs and alcohol. But attempt to stimulate your mind in a different, healthier way. it's better for you. And nope.
That's a, I mean, it's great. It's a great point. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that's the, I mean, this too shall pass is the mantra of every addiction, alcoholism group. And
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. This too shall pass is on every single fucking AA meeting wall. Yeah, apparently,
it's a big, thing.
That and the Serenity Prayer, which has been huge for me the past week. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I
cannot
change and do more good stuff on the things I can. Fuck, fucking
close. It was close.
Change what you can change and fucking accept the things that you can't is basically it. And the fact that I can't remember it at this point is a result of long resin and years of cocaine abuse.
I also highly want to encourage people, like, yo, this quarantine, although it sucks, is a special time to challenge yourself mentally, physically, whatever it is. Like, do shit you haven't before. Before this podcast started, log rolled for 2 hours. Mac and I were in the pool jumping on and rolling across logs like lumberjacks. It was fucking fun.
It was right when I got back and I had to control my excitement because we were supposed to still be like not like super cool with each other. And so I
I don't like any of this.
And so I was watching from the window and I was shouting out in a woodsman slang.
What's that kid doing here?
He's filming a vlog.
Yeah, but is it all good? Hey. I know, I'm just always so... Bro, now that you're vlogging again, I'm vlogging again, I get that feeling where, like...
Pranks are gonna start?
Who knows, dude? I'm just not... Bro. Oh, you like him? He's cool, right?
Bro.
So...
That's a giant bird.
So we actually are in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah, it's
kind of... Does he know how to fight off big dogs?
Hello, so this is the middle of the podcast.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, so I should go.
Yeah, that way.
Okay. Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's fine.
I just wanted to see the bird.
He's right here.
These millennials just don't understand.
He's are you Gen Z? I think he is.
What year's the cutoff?
Yeah, let me see. Bro. See, millennials are different. How old is a Gen Z person?
They're looking at me like, look at this fucking millennial.
Nah, bro. I'm telling you, you're a Gen Z. Is anyone born between 1995 and 2019, bro? You're Gen Z. I'm just on the cusp of a millennial. I'm a millennial.
Wait. I'm a millennial.
Yeah, you're Gen Z.
Oh, yeah.
No, you way Gen Z. No, same with you, Z. I think. 96. Yeah, you Gen Z, bro. It was nice to know. Yeah, let's do it again. How we did it in one night stand. Anyways.
Watch out, you're going to get a copyright strike for singing like that.
Remember we got one for Jeopardy when we did the Jeopardy music?
So weird.
You did?
So we
hummed it.
Hummed it.
Wow.
Humdingers, yeah.
I would love to have YouTube Jeopardy back.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my favorite things.
Oh, ever. We got to do that again.
Do you have sex with Lana in the morning?
Yeah, sometimes we do. We're more night oriented, but
how?
I know we've talked about this before. You said you're more morning because you're not stressed out and shit, right?
Bruh,
I know.
At the end of the day, I have nothing left to give. I'm the stump at the end of the giving tree. I've used all my energy. I'm a useless sack of flesh. And like, weekend sure, but when I'm working, it's tough. And then so I'm like a big morning sex guy.
When I wake,
but a lot of women aren't.
Well. So here's the thing. It's two parts. For the woman, they wake up, they have no makeup on, their breath smells, they're might be a little sweaty from sleep, whatever, right? And so I think there are some girls out there that might be a little bit like
it's a hygiene thing,
just like a hygiene thing. They want to freshen up or whatever. Yeah. Then on the male side, for someone like me who struggles with anxiety. My anxiety, stress, all of that is the highest in the morning.
Oh, no.
And
way.
So when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I'm dealing with is the racing thoughts, is the stress, the anxiety. As the day goes on for me and after I exercise and get my stuff done for the day, by the time night comes along, I'm much more calm. I'm more relaxed. And that's when it's time to lay the fucking smack down. And I've been putting in fucking work.
Bro,
dude.
I can't imagine. Have you been using a
pull out method? No, I've been just spraying, dude. Spraying and praying.
All right.
Well, is that what you're going to ask?
Nah.
Okay.
I was going to say dick pills.
I pop them sometimes. You know how much I love
them. Bro, if you're going to do a marathon, like if I'm locked up with my girl in quarantine, or like we do a staycation where the only objective is to like rent a hotel out in our city and just fuck the whole day, I'm coming prepared with ammunition.
Of course.
So, sometimes, yeah, like you got to do what you got to do. But I guess, I don't know.
This has to be a segue, yeah?
No.
That wasn't one? I thought you were going straight
Bluetooth sponsors the next episode.
Ah.
Wait a second.
Clearly they sponsored this one too because you said it, but.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, but dude, when you get to that round five, dude, and you're dealing with a fucking slinky akin to the one that you rolled down the stairs as a young child, or one of those little fucking Jack in the Box is where the dude pops out and your dick's and your dick's starting to look like this, bro. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'll stay in the
also,
game.
Also, it starts to hurt. Yo, Meg the Stallion. Did y'all see this? She went on Instagram Live and apparently I think she was a little drunk because she was just ranting about how she makes her dudes come like 2 to 3 times and how if they start to say like it hurts or some shit, it's pussy shit. She ain't about it. And it was funny to see like from a woman's perspective. Because from my side, like I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be treated like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
You know? I don't like it.
But that's why the peds help. The peds help, man. Penis enhancement drugs. They really do, man. I mean, dude, listen. The good thing about them is, like I said, time four. You want nothing to do with this thing, but you got a motherfucking flagpole. And she's a flag. And she's going to go up and down that flagpole, dude. Half mast in the fuck, dude, whenever she wants. And you could do that without even... Bro, sometimes I'll just be sitting there, kick back, answering tweets.
You're lying.
Dead serious.
You're lying.
Just tweeting, and she'll just be riding this...
Bro,
fucking,
you are lying.
Knocking.
That happens?
Yeah, sometimes. That's when you get to a point where you're just like, yo... Not Jesus, take the wheel, but like, do your worst to me, lady. I'm just existing at this point, and I happen to have a fucking flashlight as a penis because of these fucking performance enhancing drugs.
Cool. You know what I envy you about most for that story is like your ability to stay focused on both tasks. That's multitasking to a very high degree.
How do you feel at time five? I mean, I'm talking about time five.
No, are you talking rapid fire time five, or are you talking over the course
of the day? Yeah, no. I'm talking like three hour sit down. You've sprayed out. The last one you put out was like a little
puff of air.
What are you trying to prove?
No, it's not. It's not you all the time. It's usually not the guy. It's the Megan the Stallion that's trying to be a stallion.
Yeah,
she's trying to ride that thing into the fucking ground. And by the way, like. And it turns into this thing. I don't know if any guys watching this can relate to it, but it turns into this thing where, damn, my dick's chafed. It feels like I've been rubbing sandpaper on the fucking thing. And I don't want to do it, but you want to know what I want to do less? Tell a girl that I don't want to go again.
Yeah, it's not good.
Nah, babe, not this time. I'm just not, like, I don't want to be that guy. I want to fucking saddle up and take that thing down to Pound Town, dude.
No, bro, I've had women. So some chicks get turned on when
you fight them off.
Nah, when you're like on a phone call or like you are doing texts or like you're distracted or doing like something professional and you're going at it. And why I say I envy you is because that's really hard for me, dude. If I'm on a phone call talking to manager Jeff, this has happened. Jeff, I'm sorry. I've had a girl, you know, and I cannot stay focused on both things.
You have no attention span. We know that.
Cast lagging in short view.
What's happening?
Thanks, guys, for watching Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Hit that subscribe button. Mike, we're good to have you back. We'll see how long you stay here.
Thanks for having me, bro.
And thanks for accepting, appreciating, and admiring the beauty that is Sir the Gray. If you want to hit him up on Instagram, it's Sir the Gray. I know his back is to you right now, but I can attest he's a beautiful bird. And sorry that he shit on you twice.
Yeah, good luck.
To me or in general?
In general.
All right, cool. All right, hit that subscribe button. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.